We're joined by the athletic director of the Arkansas State Red Wolves, Terry Mohajer. Terry, good afternoon.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. How about that announcement today? Going to take the football team and Brian Harsin all the way out to Los Angeles and take on the Trojans of Southern Cal.
We're going Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Don't forget Hollywood. Your sunglasses.
So that's the hashtag we should use now. Yeah. Hashtag Hollywood.
That's right, Hollywood. Exactly. We're really excited. It's a great tribute to our football players, our students, our coaches, and what they've been able to do. Because that's not something that's not a real easy task. I know, during the Pete Carroll era, it was very difficult to schedule a opponent like USC. So we're real excited about it. And, the fact that they're playing is the first game of the season, which, is usually reserved for a more premier matchup on TV. And, it's the first time, I believe, that someone from the Sun Belt ever played USC.
Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congrats. And when you look at that, what do you hope that this accomplishes for your program as far as, maybe recruiting out west and other things like that?
Well, it does a little bit of all that. Our scheduling philosophy is fourfold. Number one, budget, how it impacts the budget. Number two, expanding our season ticket base statewide and nationally. Number three, competitive advantage. And number four, building a national brand. Competitive advantage, you want to play those type of teams first of the year. You don't want to play them like game five or game six or game seven. You want to try to play them at the very beginning of the year. Number four, like I talked about, national brand, is, you're on probably one of the largest media stages in the world. And, and to build a national brand, you have to win your conference and you have to beat teams you're not supposed to beat. In order to beat teams you're not supposed to beat, you have to play them.
Well, I agree with you, and that's one thing when Trey, when he found out that, and we talked about that the first hour of our show, the one thing I asked Trey was, is it the first game of the year? Because you made a good point there that it doesn't need to be the second game, the third game, because that's what they would be talking about. And as coaches, you look at the first game on the schedule, that's the game you prepare for. So I think that's a very smart move on your part, or being able to get that done, is making that the first game of the season.
Yeah, it would have been very – if they would have said, hey, come play this fourth game, I don't know if we would have done it. That's we're looking at that. I'll give you an example. We were talking about playing Alabama at one time down the future, and they wanted to play a seventh game of the season. I said, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Now, if from a budget standpoint, if we need to play the game, but that would not be my first preference.
Right. Would you be in favor, though, if they said, okay, well, let's do a home and home? And I mean, obviously, in Alabama.
If Alabama did a home and home with us, I'd say you can play us on the moon. we'll do that. Absolutely. I would absolutely. We're looking, and that's the first thing we asked. Don't think we didn't ask to try to get USC to do a home and home with us.
Yeah.
We feel really good about it, and we're excited about it.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you was, as far as the money that you get for going out there, then you said a home and home. So if it's a home and home, how does that money situation change as far as, what y'all get to go out there for
They pay us a minimum fee, and we pay them a minimum fee when they come back. So I'll give you an example. Missouri, their contract, they pay us $250. And we pay them $250 when they come back.
Okay.
But there's a little bit of a buyout if one of the teams cancels. So that's pretty much how it is. So like even in a conference, in our conference games, we pay each other for coming to play.
But Terry, talk about the way you're building the non-conference schedule, and then obviously in consultation with Coach Harsin about who he would like to play, and is it a recruiting tool now for him to say, hey, look, 2015, we're going to L.A.
Yeah, I think it is a recruiting tool. Anytime that if you're a player worth your salt, which we have a bunch that are extremely excited and positive about that type of experience, they want to compete against some of the best teams. In order to measure your football program, you've got to compete at times against some of the best teams in the country. I call them advanced training games. Because I don't call, some people call them buy games, call them money games. I call them advanced training games because truly, you might be getting a financial windfall for playing the game, but what you're really trying to do is you're trying to measure your program, where you really are on the national landscape. We obviously went out to Oregon last year and played them, and we knew we probably are not ready to compete on a national scale by playing this. However, we would have played them maybe the sixth, seventh game, we might have had a better chance. You know, we're always trying to measure our program and challenging ourselves on how to get better. And there's nobody in the country, I believe, that knows how to do it better than Coach Harsin.
Well,
he's had the model that we've looked at along with some other schools, and he gets it.
Well, and you made a very good point there also as far as your your advanced scout games or whatever, because the advanced trainings, the NFL scouts, and when you're, and this is something, you know, for the players that you said that are excited about this, when they come in and at the combine that I was fortunate enough to attend, they ask you, you know, what games do you think you played the best in? What were your toughest opponents? That will be a game they look at. You know,
sure.
When they're getting ready to go into the NFL draft and do that, and you said there's players that are worth their salt, they will be looking at that game. That's an important stage to play good because, you know, the dream of a lot of the college athletes, they do want to go to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it's, and, you know, I actually played football at Arkansas State, and when Larry Lacy recruited me here, one of the attractions was that we got to go down and play at Ole Miss and LSU and some of those teams, and that was an experience of a lifetime. I mean, how many people get to play in the Coliseum? Not very many.
Right,
you're right. Not very many.
So I mean, and I think it's only the second time Arkansas State's ever played anybody from the Pac-12. And last year was being Oregon. So, you know, we don't recruit out there that much, so it's not as – but, you know, this one presented himself, having gone from two advanced training games down to one advanced training games. It's even more important for us to maximize the revenue from that one, if you know what I mean.
Terry, the announcement came right around 1 o'clock, I think, is when it was released. The reaction that you have gotten since that time today has been what?
Well, you know, I guess I'm a little, you know, and maybe I think a little differently, but I'm actually surprised at how many people think it's a big deal. And because I look at it like, hey, this is an opportunity we get to play somebody. And I know our coaches do as well. So it's been very positive. I mean, I appreciate you guys having me on today. And, you know, not necessarily if we wouldn't have had an announcement, I don't know if I would have gone on today. So
oh, you're welcome anytime. Anytime.
So it doesn't give me
we were going to call in the back of our mind to have you on today anyway.
So it gives us an opportunity to talk about Arkansas State and all the great things that we're doing. And just another – it just, you know, allows people to jump on our front porch and look inside the house and see all the great things that are going on campus as well, not just in athletics.
Terry, you've got a baseball coach there in Tommy Raffo, who is no stranger to the college baseball world.
Yes.
Coached and played at Mississippi State, an assistant coach down there. They just lost – in the College World Series championship series to UCLA. A question for you. If Arkansas State were to win a national championship in baseball, would that be bigger than reaching the Sweet 16 in basketball?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I just think hands down because
– no question. Anytime you can win a national championship, it's better than being the final 16. Being the Sweet 16 is great, but nowadays with the VCU and Florida Gulf Coast and Wichita, it's a lot more. There's a lot more opportunities to do that. I mean, there's a lot more baseball. There's a lot of baseball teams. Going to the college, winning the national championship would be phenomenal.
Well,
anytime we could win a national championship in any of our four major sports would be unbelievable.
Next time you have a discussion with the Show with No Name and Tommy Smith, make sure you bring that up.
Well, and I agree with you because the Sweet 16 means you probably win two unless you play a play-in game. But that's two wins, and then a national championship in baseball. Is that 10 wins, right?
Five wins.
So,
well, that's five wins in Omaha.
Right.
It's 10 total
wins, but it's a national title.
Now,
and I just think it's hands down.
Anytime you can have a national title in anything that you can possibly do, financially, a Sweet 16 would mean more to the athletic department financially because of the shares, the revenue shares, and the revenue. But from a to win a national championship in baseball, Now, Coach Brady would probably disagree with me.
Well, and that's what Tommy said, that Coach Anderson was the only one that agreed with him. But I do want to ask you this, because I brought up this point, that I thought if the football team made it to a BCS bowl game, now not the national championship, but you won a BCS bowl game, compare that now to a baseball national title, to the football team winning a BCS game that's not the national championship.
Well, look, it'd be great, but it's not. We are in the competition business. It's not a national championship.
I'm with you.
Winning a national championship is winning a national championship. So if you win a BCS bowl game and it's not the national championship, will it probably give you more press?
Right.
Yes. Is it more important? No. We're in the competition, but winning championships is what we do. No, what we try to do, I should say.
I like
it. So that's what we are in the competition business. So you want to have the ultimate championship, and that is, there's only one of those, and that's the national championship.
Terry, you talk about being in the championship business, trying to win a championship, yeah, and give the players the best possible tools that they can to do that, and that's playing quality opponents as well.
Yes.
With the announcement today, are there any other announcements that might be on the horizon of some type of blockbuster games that would shock some of the media and some of the fans?
Well, you know, we're working on a couple deals. Everybody knows about the ones that we've got, that home and home with the school down south that we've been talking about. It's not finalized. Hopefully we can announce it soon.
How close do you think you are on that one?
We're getting closer.
Okay.
You know, anytime you're dealing with a private school,
yeah,
it's a little different, because you got state laws versus a private school, so you're talking about all kinds of different things, but I'll tell you, that right there is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing in a top 10 brand into Jonesboro, Arkansas, now that makes you a statewide program. That makes you a national program. If you can beat them, that's what helps your brand.
I like it. Let me ask you this: are you ready to hear this quite a bit on that road trip? Because you know they play it over and over.
I am much more ready to hear the fight song that you play at the very beginning.
Oh, you mean this one?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you know the words? Can you sing it?
I can't sing it.
Is the band going? Is the band going to travel?
I don't know. I probably not out there. Probably.
That's
not
a long ways.
Yeah. And I was asking Trey.
We
that,
might. You yeah. never know, though. We
you're
might.
You're 1.3 million?
We might, yes. We might travel them out there.
And I don't know if it's up to the head coach or how y'all schedule that, but will you go a day early just because of the time zone change?
No. We'll leave Friday before. So.
Well, Terry,
it's normal.
We appreciate your time, and thanks so much for joining us on short notice. We'll try and schedule you a little bit in advance, but maybe if Jerry wants to send us a text and say, hey, we got a big announcement coming tomorrow, you know, we can go ahead and schedule you. That way it sounds like we actually had you prepared to come on.
All right, well, guys, you know what? I really appreciate you having me on. I really do.